Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with Donald Trump, the president. Apparently not expected to help the Republican candidate for governor in New York. That's Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, as well as other New York GOPers in the upcoming elections. That's probably a good thing based on a lot of the reaction in New York to Trump.
Trump is not overall popular in New York. There are pockets where he is, but his numbers, the polls show, have been consistently poor. So I wouldn't expect to see him in New York, his home state, dumping for various Republicans like he did in the congressional primaries in June, because that was Republican versus Republican. But for the general, it looks like he's going to stay clear, according to state Republican officials I spoke to.
From there to the plan by the Republican gubernatorial candidate, who's basically been doing what he's calling the Cuomo corruption tour. He's now going to unveil a plan to cut property taxes. Your thoughts on that?
You know, Mark Molinaro has been killing Cuomo on pretty much every issue, hitting him on corruption, hitting him on the bridge, say Mario Cuomo Bridge, but he's got to come up with ideas to have people vote for him, not just I'm not Andrew Cuomo. So today he goes before the State Business Council, which traditionally has not endorsed in governor's races, but the last two elections did endorse Cuomo. He's going to unveil what he says will be the most sweeping property tax reduction plan in state history. He's going to do that this afternoon, and he's going to hope at the very least, given the increase in minimum wage in recent years and paid family leave, that the business council, he would hope, will endorse him. If not, at least will stay on the sidelines.
Seems like most New Yorkers aren't even, it's not even registering the corruption issue. If you look at the results in the primary, a big win for Cuomo. Is this a better strategy for Molinaro to go after the pocket?
I think it's got to be both. Look, George Pataki, who is endorsing Molinaro, when he ran against Mario Cuomo back in 94, he had two or three issues that he really hit as his own, including getting the death penalty done. And then he also attacked Cuomo's stewardship. I think you're going to see Molinaro pretty much do the same thing. He's going to hit Cuomo. He's going to hit him on corruption. He's going to hit him on taxes. And then he's got to put some ideas forward on his own. It's still an uphill battle, but it's certainly the strategy he needs to take.
Big loss for the Independent Democratic Conference that got together in the Senate and supported the Republicans to maintain that majority. Six of eight of them lost in that primary. And now, according to Democratic State Senator Diane Savino of Staten Island, if those Democrats take control of the state Senate, they should eliminate fusion voting. What's that?
Right. Fusion voting is what allows third parties, minor parties, to back major party candidates. And Savino, who is one of the two IDC members who survived, says that New York should get rid of that because she feels the minor parties like the Conservative Party and the Working Families Party are wagging, they're the tail wagging the dog. She feels that they hold the major parties hostage. So if you're a Republican, you might not be willing to do, say, strengthen abortion laws for fear that you'll get a primary from the right from the Conservative Party. Or if you're on a Democrat, you might not do certain things for fear of the Working Families Party, which is on the left. She feels that each party should have its own separate candidates. And there are a lot of people who actually agree with her, especially Democrats. Doing so would also probably be the death knell for a lot of Republicans, since they run with the backing of the Conservative Party and the Independence Party, which brings them a lot of votes.
Well, let's stick with the Senate. And at one point, the governor was facing criticism that he didn't support enough of the candidates, which caused the initial IDC to form and to defeat them in elections. And now it looks like he's going all out to raise money for at least seven of those state Senate candidates coming in November.
Yeah, I think the governor did take heat for not doing enough to help. He is going to want to focus on anything but Mark Molinaro. He kind of wants to run a Rose Garden strategy. So his folks say he's going to focus on helping the Democrats capture the Senate and to flip some House seats to the Democrats. Look, it's a win-win for the governor. He gets some credit if it works. He also builds some relationships because he had relationships with a lot of the IDC members who ended up losing in the primary. This way, if they win, he has some relationships with some of the new Democrats in the Senate conference.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief. For the New York Daily News, joins us. Head to nydailynews.com to read more. And there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.